ABC Listen.
Hello, welcome to Noisy by Nature. My name is Anne. My favourite thing to do is use my ears to listen to the different sounds that nature makes. I love the sound of howling dingoes, or the screech of a sulphur-crested cockatoo. But my favourite sounds are the unusual ones, and I've got a special one for you today. Right now, I am on a boat off the coast of Lutruwita, Tasmania, which is Palawa country. And, it's cold. I've got a cosy beanie, a thick scarf, and a warm jacket. And I've packed my binoculars and my camera because I'm trying to spot some exciting things that are much easier to see from out here. And I want to make a special photo album to remember my trip. There's the first of them. What I'm looking at isn't an animal though. It looks a little bit like a candlestick or a totem pole. But these aren't made from beeswax or carved from wood. They are special sea stacks, or rocks, that rise up out of the ocean. They are very steep, very tall towers, and they're made over hundreds of thousands of years by the waves and the wind. Ah, yeah, got my shot. Let's see what else we can find. Hang on, what's that? It looks like a giant kite, but I can't see any strings or anyone flying it. What magic is this? Kiters, fly away us. Just get my binoculars. Oh, I see, it's not a kite at all. It's a bird. It's coming right for us. It has a white head and a strong, bright yellow beak. And it's got a black stripe near its eye, which looks a little bit like an eyebrow. I know. It's a black-browed albatross. It's flying so low now, just skimming over the top of the water. And it's managed to scoop something up to eat. Ooh, a jellyfish. Hello. It's landed just near the boat. And it's bobbing this way. These albatross spend most of their time at sea. They can fly for days across hundreds of kilometres looking for food. This one, though, has spied our boat and is waiting to see if we have any food for it. Just hold still. Excellent. But I'm sorry, we're not a fishing boat, so no guts for you today. Oh, it took the hint. Bye. Now, as we motor along, I'm using my binoculars to slowly scan along the horizon. There's a friend you might remember from another episode. Mutton birds. There are heaps along the coast here, hooting and honking. It's even closer. It's the blow of a southern right whale. These whales don't have any dorsal fin and they're pretty slow moving. And it has two blowholes on top of its head too. Whales have lungs, just like us humans, even though they live in the water. So they have to come up to the surface to breathe out. Air and mucus and germs and even some seawater, and then breathe in more air before diving back down. During the winter, these whales swim a long way, around to Perth in WA, or north to Brisbane in Queensland, and even to South America or South Africa to have their babies in the nice warm water. But then they come back down to these cooler waters to eat their favourite food. Oh, there it goes again. Got it. We're heading a bit closer to shore now because there's another furry model that I'm hoping to find. It makes a very special nature noise too. We're rounding a little corner and there they are. Australian fur seals. The fur seals have large eyes, a pointed face and big whiskers. They're different to other seals because they have ears on the outside of their heads and they can use all four of their limbs to move around out of the water, even if they do look a little bit clumsy. Each year they come to shore to create breeding colonies where they all have babies around the same time in summer. They're found mostly around parts of Tasmania, the islands of Bass Strait and southern Victoria in New South Wales. Australian fur seals are the largest of the fur seals. Males can weigh up to 360 kilograms. Some of them are jumping in the water now. They're amazing swimmers and can even dive down to 200 metres to find fish or squid to eat. Luckily, I've never had to do anything that extreme for lunch. Oh, one has just bobbed up next to the boat to check us out. And I can see its big eyes, its whiskers, its sharp teeth. Oh, and it's so fluffy. It's got thick brown fur over its whole body. I think this one is a male, because it's got a shaggy mane of coarse hair. Kind of looks like a wet, shaggy dog, don't you, boy? Okay, hold it right there. Smile. Got it. Straight to the fridge with these ones. What a cool nature noise. Can you be an Australian fur seal drying off on shore after a swim? Let's do it together. You ready? I sound sealy, don't I? I'll bring you some more weird and wonderful sounds of Australian nature very soon. But for now, I'm Anne, signing off like an Australian fur seal. Noisy by Nature is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Science. It's made on Gadigal, Wanarong and Combermary Country. This episode features the sounds of Palawa Country. It's hosted by me, Anne Jones, and written and produced by Josie Sargent. Our recording engineer is Corey Haig, our sound engineer is Wayne Ewan, and our senior producer is Emma Gibbs. Noisy by Nature is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app, free from your app store.